Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We're back at it. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how we fix this. We fix it when you engage. We fix it when you actually get involved. When you actually have a clue of what's going on. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was going to do this story, but I'm not going because it's so ridiculous. I don't even want to talk about it. When the New York Times is complaining about misinformation that was put out that might have helped steal this election from Joe Biden, you got to roll around and laugh. I'm thinking to myself, are you for real? You really believe this stuff to be true? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-553. Okay, this is where it gets good. A California pre-K teacher sparks outrage after he says childhood innocence? It doesn't exist. It's a mythology. He claims that toddlers are never too young for a sexuality discussion. Now, many of you listening right now, you've got 2-year-olds at your home, right? 3-year-olds. Those are toddlers. And he goes on to say that 3-year-olds definitely have the ability to label their genders. He says it's Christianity and white cisgendered people that are shielding these children. Well, you know what? You're right. No, he's 100% right. It seems to be down to the Christians. And yes, other cisgen people that are protecting, not shielding, protecting these kids. And for what you're shielding, and it's, you know, it's core word, yeah, I am shielding those kids. I am making sure that they don't hear this craziness from people like you. I hope this teacher loses his job. Yeah, you heard me. Loses his job. There's no such thing as childhood innocence. Are you for real? Willie, or William, Villapando, it appears that he deleted all his social media now. He worked as a pre-kindergarten teacher in Rialto from 2016 to 2021. It's unclear if he still works for a school district anywhere, but he's employed at the Santa Ana College in California. There's a common mythology that children live in a world of pure innocence, he says, and that by introducing or exposing them to real-world adults are somehow shattering the solution for them. Now, here's the deal. It's none of his business as to what I shield my kids from, or show my kids, or not show my kids, or expose my kids to. They're not his kids to do that. I mean, this has become exponential. And here's the problem for me. I know a lot of great teachers. in the system. All right? And they have sent me emails or talked to me about, you know, you got to stop doing this. This makes it look like we're all like this. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You are all guilty. If you don't openly come out against people like this, and even after you find out, okay, keep an eye out. Make sure you know what's going on. Open your mouth. Let us know what's happening. Let the parents know. Let the board members know what's happening. This is wrong. Children should not be exposed to this stuff. And any teacher thinks they should immediately lose their license to teach. Yeah, you heard me. License to teach. That bad. Anyway, he believes that the 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old, whatever, is already experiencing these things. You know, through where? The internet. Who lets their kid on the internet by themselves at 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old? You heard it the other night when I was talking about one of the posts I read. One woman let her kid have a cell phone at 3. My God, really? What could be the possible upside to that? I mean, seriously, their little brains are forming. They got all kinds of things forming on them. Now you're putting that radioactive device, basically, next to them. Anyway, he's spoken out repeatedly about the idea of childhood innocence and has blamed Christianity and white cisgendered people for shielding children. He claimed that adults pushing to protect children from lessons on sexuality and gender should deconstruct their viewpoints. And he said, these discussions don't always refer to sex. Really? Okay, whatever you say. He said, not talking about queerness in a classroom is not letting children be children. Really? Now, when I say kids a little queer, a little off, I'm not talking about sex at all, but they are. Look at my youngest daughter. She used to, I mean, craziness. She would wear, like, leopard skin tights, a plaid skirt or dress. No skirt, I guess, over it. She'd have a tutu around her waist. And, I mean, just, you know what I'm saying? For some of you guys who are old enough, I mean, she looked like Punky Brewster most of the time. That's a little odd. It's a little queer, a little different. But not from a sexual viewpoint. When they say queer, they're strictly talking about sex. Anyway, he went on to insist that children can have a sense of their gender identity at 3 to 4 months. 3 to 4 months. He needs to lose his license. Okay? Oh, no. We'll have some more fun with this the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-722. Can you imagine, even at a family outing, if you just joined the show, talking about a California teacher who thinks the kids can choose their gender between 3 to 4 months old. Okay, they choose, who they align with. You just have to watch who they lock eyes on between 3 to 4 months old. He added, at 3 years old, a child can label their perceived gender identity. At least he's honest to say perceived. He said children have a stable sense of their gender identity. Right. And he's basing that on the dolls they play with. All right? I mean, sir, this guy was teaching. Thank God he's not anymore. I don't believe he is anymore. Can you imagine sitting around the house, though, if he's a family relative or member? Can you imagine trying to have a serious conversation with this man and telling you, trying to explain to you, how kids as young as 3 years old can decide what gender they are? That kids as young as 3 years old are not, you should have sex talks with them. You should talk about sexuality and that kind of thing. This guy's a sicko. And you think that if you shield your children from these kind of things, you're either a Christian or a cisgen freak. Right? He says, you have queer kids in your class. You have queer family members in your class. Not talking about queerness in the classroom is not letting children be children. Wow. He argued that shielding children from the discussion will lead them to become more confused about their own sexuality. Right. I don't even know where to go with some of this stuff. Right? He goes on to say that, you know, parents haven't already had a conversation with their kids about this stuff, which is why they're really confused. We need to talk with them. Yeah, you as a teacher don't have that right, though. You really don't. Okay, that's up to the parents to decide where, when, and how. Not you. Yeah, I don't send my kid to school, my grandkids, whatever, to school to learn about sexuality, to learn about sex, to learn about queerness. I don't send them to school for that. Real history, real math, real science. I want them to achieve the best they can achieve. I don't want them to be knocked out because some other, quote-unquote, subgroup needs more help in getting over. It's just not there. It's wrong. You know, and gender identity here in California is hyper, right? It's at hyper speed at this point. I think last month, or the month before, a high school teacher, history teacher in California, admitted to helping students change their gender identity without their parents' knowledge. Now, Olivia Garrison, she claims to be non-binary. She told the New York Times that they felt it was their job as a teacher to protect kids, sometimes from their own parents. Look, another one should lose her job immediately. You don't have a right to make that decision. Yeah, look, if you believe a child is being physically or mentally abused, and some people won't agree with me, physically or mentally abused, then either do your own investigation or give it over to the proper authorities to investigate. You don't get to do it on your own. My job, which is public service, is to protect children, Garrison said. Sometimes they need protection from their own parents. Now, Garrison teaches at Del Oro High School in Kern High School District of California. It has a form that allows students to change their preferred name, and this is all through California, people. This isn't just this one school district. Schools in California, up and down the state, are pushing back on this. Right? I mean, schools up and down the state are putting it out there, allowing kids to change their gender on their forms, change their names from female to male, demand that they be called by a different name than their given name by their parents. Why is that okay? I mean, no, really, seriously, why is that okay? God forbid, I hope these people never, 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 right, find a way to actually reproduce, you know, in a test tube without needing a male or anything else. They'll start pumping these kids out or producing these kids and training up their own way to follow their own set of rules. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what would. No joke, seriously. All right, so where's the Me Too movement when you need them? Are they dead and gone? What's going on here? Right, you got Don Lemon, who that poor guy can't get out of his own way. Right? And Megyn Kelly was all over his case, although she was more yelling at the CEO of CNN, Chris Licht, for refusing to fire Don Lemon. Can you imagine anybody else? If that was a white guy, right, making that kind of comment about women, she's past her prime at 51, are you for real? I mean, past your 40s, actually. Right, to be gone in a heartbeat. And the other thing, you know, I love when he makes fun. You got to see the irony in this, right? I mean, he calls, like, white men the devil. He's married to a white man. Kelly discussed the contentious liberal host on her show. And the question was, you know, do women matter, really? Lemon is 56. He always comes up with these misogynistic remarks. Especially when he was talking about Nikki Haley after she talked about her presidency or running for president. He's got two female co-hosts. And you can see it on their faces. They weren't very happy about it. And then he tried to make a sad, sad apology. Right? I mean, it just never stops with these people. They don't see it. Right? I mean, seriously, they don't see, right, their own hypocrisy. So, he also previously asked a female guest if she had mommy brains. What does that mean? So where's the Me Too movement women? The ones that should be writing into the show saying he should be... Look at, I don't want him gone for making a political statement. I don't care about that. You guys got to figure that one out. But you don't put people down. You don't. I mean, really? Seriously? If that was my daughter, he'd have to deal with me. Not a fun place to be, guaranteed. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the people of East Palestine, Ohio, will not be left behind or forsaken after this month's Norfolk Southern train derailment and toxic release. Earlier today, he called on Congress to address loopholes that allowed the train to enter Ohio without any word about what it was carrying.
This train did not qualify under current law
And it's just absurd.
The EPA, in the meantime, ordering Norfolk Southern to pay for all the cleanup associated with the derailment. Ukrainian President Zelensky is thanking the U.S. for rallying international support for his country in its fight against Russia. In a tweet following President Biden's speech on the conflict from Poland and a visit from Republican Congress members today, Zelensky repeated Biden's remarks that the capital city of Kyiv stands strong and free nearly a year into the invasion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
What? I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about Don Lemon and the total absence, and I do mean absence, of the Me Too movement. Where are they? I mean, think of what he just did. Made fun of women over 40. And nobody called him out on it. It's not the first time he's done it either. Are they afraid because he's a black man? Oh, no. Maybe they're more afraid because he's a gay black man. Took a few days off. You know, he was, I guess he was being, his brain was being rewashed or something. It's just ridiculous, right? He said, I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt anyone. I did not mean to offend anyone. What I said came out all wrong, and I wish I hadn't said it. I believe women of any age can do anything they set their minds to. I can't stop. Right? You know, and again, there was no apology there, no real apology there. It shouldn't have to be what you know, that you were raped by a man or 21 women come forward alleging that they have been sexually harassed by a man. They've been inappropriately touched by a man. That's all that needs, according to Kelly. I'd like to know what inappropriately touched means, though. I mean, seriously. Look. You know, this ain't going to go over well, I don't think, with some. But, you know, when I'm talking to another guy, right? Every once in a while, I grab the top of his shoulder. Not the top of his shoulder, but so, like right there or around the shoulder. Right? The top of the arm and the shoulder. Now, if you do that to a guy, it's okay, unless he's, you know, really freaky crazy. Do it to a woman, no. And even vice versa, I'm not saying it's just men. Right? Women shouldn't be touching men either, according to the sexual harassment stuff I read. So it's gotten to the point where there's no, and look, I'm not a huggy person, but there's no physical touch at all. You know, there's no, you know, maybe reaching out first to grab somebody's hand. Don't put your hand on somebody's shoulder just to say, hey, I'm here for you if you need me, or do you need a, you know, whatever. No, can't do that either. I mean, it's so stupid. I mean, I've told a story before. There was a woman who had gone through a lot in her life. She had gained a bunch of weight. She worked in an area that I worked in. And then she lost a lot of weight in a relatively short period of time. She looked good. Her skin looked good. Her hair looked better. I mean, she looked healthy and happy. All right? That simple. And I wanted to say something to her because I know that people who lose weight, who work hard at losing weight, looking better, they want encouragement. I'm a married man. I love my wife. I don't have any problem. But I'm not allowed to tell somebody because they're a female, hey, you're obviously doing something different. I don't know if you're eating different or working out. I don't know what you're doing. But keep it up because you look better. You look healthy. You look good. Now, apparently, that's bad. That's nasty. How is that? How is that? Again, like I said, it's ridiculous that you can't give somebody a compliment to hopefully help them feel better. And most people would feel better about that. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate it. You know, I touched on this the other night, but I really should have finished it up a little bit. You got Stacey Abrams. See, remember, these are all the people of integrity, right? They're always telling us how bad we are, what thieves we are, what liars we are. Joe Biden couldn't find the truth if you put it in a bag, marked the truth, and handed it to him. He wouldn't know what to do with it. You know, he told another lie today. I won't go through it. But he did. He told another lie today. It's just ridiculous. Right? Can't even add the numbers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. Right? I mean, all right. We'll move on. I don't want to get stuck on anything. All right, let's see. Oh, Stacey. That's right. No, I'm not going to move on. I'm not giving up on her. So Abrams is in trouble after $500,000 goes missing from her charity. Not from her campaign account. From her charity. What the hey? According to a not-so-shocking report in the Washington Free Beacon. Now, remember, she's run for governor twice. I think she won once, according to her. And even after one of the largest turnouts, they still claimed there was voter suppression in Georgia. I guess they had a whole bunch of ballots they couldn't run through because they had to prove they were real people or something. I don't know. But the charity, according to the claim, and the tax documents that were filed, it's called the New Georgia Project. It shows $500,000 truly missing. And it was a massive financial discrepancy that couldn't easily be covered up. The report notes that the charity claims that they've paid more than $500,000 in consulting fees to another woke nonprofit, the Blackmail Initiative. Well, there you go. So we went from the Georgia Project to the Blackmail Initiative. But they claim they never saw the money. They never got it. The New Georgia Project filed in 2021 in its financial reports, right? And it filed 2 months after the form was due to the IRS, 3 months after the charity board chairman fired CEO. Abrams handpicked a leader for the group. In disclosures, the New Georgia Project reported a $533,000 consulting payment and a $67,000 grant to the Blackmail Initiative, right? That's almost $600,000. In my best English, they ain't seen none of it. That simple. Right? The Blackmail Initiative only received that year $255,000 in contributions from all its sources. Okay? And its total income was the $255,000. And they collected zero. Just craziness, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The nonprofit attorney, Alan Dye, what an I mean, I'm not making fun of somebody's name, but really, commented on the matter to the Washington Free Beacon. He said, look it, this is something that the Internal Revenue Service should be interested in. I mean, you look at these, look at the person involved, right? Especially if it's her. I don't know. Again, I'm going to go back to what I always say. Why is it that now you come up with your own conclusion? Why is it that the left blows this stuff off like it's no big deal? And the way they blow it off is really interesting. They blow it off by not dealing with it, not answering the questions, right? Not putting people at ease about what's going on. You guys are bad. No, she did not eat $500,000 in burgers. I guarantee it. Not a burger girl, I don't believe. But anyway, it really is. It's easy for them. They don't have a problem with this kind of stuff, right? I mean, it's already claimed on his 2021 form that it paid out over $5.5 million in total compensation for 105 employees. Right? And the previous year, what do you think they paid out? They only paid out $20,000 in salaries. So, it's amazing to me. They get away with this. Nobody questions it. So, that charity needs to be investigated. The IRS needs to do an investigation on them, you know, an audit on their books. It's just amazing. Yeah, that's true. Somebody just sent me something. So China is teaching their kids quantum physics and calculus while America is teaching our kids on how to twerk from a drag queen. Right? That's not going to end well. That's not right. Our kids should have it just as tough as some of the other kids. They got to deal with this stuff eventually. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Mercedes, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. See, you know what? Get involved. You've heard this a gazillion times, right? Get involved. Get engaged. Let's make sure that you got the information you need to push back, fight back. And, you know, it is a fight. I know some of you don't like that kind of terminology, but, you know, get over yourselves. It is a fight. Hey, they're willing to fight you. You think you're going to win them over with kindness? You're out of your mind. We've tried that. It doesn't work. Yeah, no, you didn't try it my way. Well, okay, you go ahead and try it your way. It's like those people that want to go over and, what was it, ISIS? They wanted to go over and hug the ISIS, love the ISIS, and to, you know, being our friends and our buddies. No, it doesn't work that way. It never has. It never will. All right, this is always a lot of fun. You know, you've heard of sudden infant death syndrome, right? We've all heard that. But have you heard of sudden adult death syndrome? I never had. This is a first for me. And when I listen to the longer version of what I'm going to play for you here in a second, it makes a lot of sense. Right? They've got it laid out. They know what they're talking about. Here, take a listen. It's a little long, about a little over a minute, but I want you to hear this. I want you to hear what these guys have to say about it.
It's been the traditional denial thing that all the new things we see, I mean, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. I was in training 30 years ago when that term was introduced, and it's only way later when the data was analyzed carefully, you see almost all the SIDS happens the week after a vaccine. Like, I think it's 97 or 8%. It's not happening the week before a vaccine. So the cause and effect is clear. Now we have SADS. Once we had COVID vaccine, sudden adult death syndrome. Oh, they're just dropping dead. Have you seen images of people, soccer players, just bam, dead? We're seeing it more and more.
It's amazing how the medical community has never, ever linked SIDS with the vaccine. How can you have all of the events happening the week after the vaccine and none of the events happening the week before, Paul? I mean, how do you explain that one?
It's obviously cause and effect. Our peers are just... it baffles me, honestly.
It's like, I mean, we were told, put your baby on its back.
Right. Back to sleep program.
I mean, that
Academy of Pediatrics pushed it big time so they could therefore explain away the SIDS. Oh, it's because you're putting your baby on your tummy.
Just amazing, isn't it? No, really. I mean that sincerely. Here's guys that have absolutely, positively linked it all back, showed you that before the vaccinations, before these certain things happened, they can show you how it doesn't make sense. That there wasn't any of this happening, none of this was going on until the vaccines came about. How can that be? Right? I mean, honestly, how could it be? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be a part of the solution. Now, you know, I did a story earlier. Some people don't believe it. I don't really care at this point. And it was about how the mRNA is being found everywhere now. And I do mean everywhere. It's being found in mom's breast milk. It's being found in, sweat. Being found in all of that. How do you deny that? I'm just trying to find out. I mean, how do you deny that? You want to listen to science. Well, here's someone that's going to go through this for you. Again, a little long, but I'm sure you can make it through. I mean, seriously, take a listen.
We should have known what we call pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics. So we learn this after the vaccines are released, and everything we've learned gives everybody a sense of nausea. And let me fill you in with some of these citations. Fertig and colleagues figures out how to measure the messenger's RNA. It goes up in the bloodstream and stays up for 2 weeks. That's when they stopped. We don't know when it goes down, but it's circulatory for 2 weeks. Foreign messenger RNA in the body, presumably on lipid nanoparticles, are now in exosomes. Another piece of information.
That's problematic because we're told it's just located in the arm. It's short-lived, and it dissipates.
Right.
The body's kicking. This is over.
Right.
Running all through your body.
It's running through your body at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They, Roentgen, Stanford, they're getting lymph node biopsies for other reasons, but they learn how to stain for the messenger RNA. It's in lymph nodes for 2 months. For 2 months. Now JAMA, Hannah and colleagues, breast milk. It's found messenger RNA in breast milk.
Wow.
And that broke. And someone pulled a Reuters press release a year earlier. Says, oh, don't worry. It doesn't come out in breast milk. And there it is.
Wow.
In breast milk. So if it's circulatory.
All right, so we still trust the government, right? We still trust that they're going to tell us the truth. We still trust they're going to do the work to keep you and I safe, right?
In blood, and it's in breast milk, and even in the HANA paper, they simply say, listen, it's everywhere. It's in oral secretions. It's in urogenital secretions. It's in sweat.
Yeah.
It's in breast milk. We don't know when this clears out of the body. Remember, the genetics are the code to produce the spike protein.
This was, when they tested for this, They found it in your heart, your lung, your liver, your brain. All those fluids.
The person who knows the most about the spike protein and where it is in the body and how long it lasts is Bruce Patterson at Incell DX, former pathologist at Northwestern and Stanford. Bruce has reviewed the data, published the best he can. As far as he can tell, it doesn't get out of the body. The spike protein doesn't. We're still waiting for someone to take a vaccine and be shown to be clear of messenger RNA and clear of spike protein. So far, that has not been demonstrated in the scientific literature.
Just amazing. Again, I wonder why we don't trust them. This isn't one or two nut job doctors. Right? We've had plenty of doctors come forward and talk about this now. We've had plenty of doctors come forward and say this is an issue. Right? And this is exactly, again, this is scary. They're finding traces of it in breast milk. They're finding it in your sweat, in your saliva, in your brain tissue when people are gone. What's it going to take? Right? And then you keep voting the same boneheads back in again, some of you guys. I just don't get it. I don't get how much damage you want to do, how much damage you want done before you decide to figure out this is going to be a problem. Oh, by the way, believe the science. I told you, of all places that could have used this, could truly use this, India told Pfizer, no, don't come near us with that until you test it here in this country. I'm not interested. Right? India insisted on local trials. They insisted on total, complete legal immunity. And Pfizer wouldn't go for it. They denied. Again, just amazing. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. We're up on it, so you can hold your call till tomorrow if you want. But it's getting informed. It's understanding what's going on. Earlier this month, the CDC came out with, they point blank said they exaggerated the evidence to help fight the COVID. Now they're saying it. I didn't say it. I'm not twisting their words. But the Center for Disease Control and Prevention decided the practice was so demonstrably effective that it should be legally mandated. Even for two-year-olds. But as they went through their own review later on, what did they put up? They found that wearing a mask in public places makes little or no difference in the number of infections that you got. Just amazing, isn't it? And yet, I just finished telling you not to believe anything they tell you. But think about this one. Talk about contradicting yourself. You got to have them. They prove to stop the infection. Well, maybe not so much. Well, either they prove it or they don't, right? All right, guys. Listen, like I always say, get informed first. Then open your mouth. Then start the conversation or start the argument. However it goes. I don't really care anymore. Because it's very hard to have a civil conversation with a lot of people these days. Anyway, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Check out the show online, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, people. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here tomorrow.